This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you. Pleasure? What the heck is a pleasure? Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I don't always do this kind of stuff. But I tell you what, Trump is still yapping away. I figured it would have been done by now. And let's take a few minutes to listen to what he has to say. See if there's anything I can latch on to. What do you think? Let's see.
Peace will be restored by enforcing the rules for millions who overstay their visas. Our laws will finally receive the respect that they deserve. Tonight, I want every American whose demands for immigration security have been denied, and every politician who has denied them, to listen very, very closely to the words I am about to say. On January 20th of 2017, the day I take the oath of office.
Uh-oh. But the liberal eyeballs just popped.
Americans will finally wake up in a country where the laws of the United States are enforced. We are going to be considerate and compassionate to everyone. But my greatest compassion will be for our own struggling citizens.
That's kind of selfish, ain't it? I'm just kidding.
USA, USA,
uh-oh.
USA.
I'm going to start it.
My plan is the exact opposite of the radical and dangerous immigration policy of Hillary Clinton. Americans want relief from uncontrolled immigration, which is what we have now. Communities want relief, yet Hillary Clinton is proposing mass amnesty, mass immigration, and mass lawlessness.
Well, it's kind of hard when you're the one breaking the law all the time to expect somebody to actually enforce the law like Hillary Clinton. Think about it. Why don't you put the head of the mafia in as president? I mean, think about what things would change there, right? So anyway, I thought you'd enjoy a little bit of that. I know that I get a kick out of him. All right, I love it when he kind of spits in their faces. Seriously, when he starts nailing them in plain simple English, the them would be the Dems. I just love it. Anyway, so recently on The View, yeah, the girls on The View, as Ro Riley likes to call them. I can't remember her name. Candace, she is, there you go, Candace Cameron Bure. And then a beret, something you wear in your hair. Okay. So Candace Cameron Bure was on there. And I love when these people, and I do mean these people, they almost go into epileptic fits when they hear about God, think about God, or anything along those lines. So I'm trying to decide. Yeah, go ahead. I'll play it now because I can comment on this probably for the whole hour. It's so bad. Take a listen.
Tonight is the All-Star Game in baseball, and a recent op-ed is called...
Yeah, this was Whoopi Goldberg. I mean, she really... Anyway, they were very upset at the All-Star Game about the... was it God Bless America? I mean, something along those lines. And they were very, very, very upset that why not just take God out of it so you make everybody inclusive? You know, again, if 80% of the country... They say, and I don't believe the number necessarily, but they say almost 80% of this country believes in God. Again, why are we making changes, massive sweeping changes, for the 20%? I'm just curious.
Tonight is the All-Star Game in baseball, and a recent op-ed is calling for stadiums to stop playing God Bless America during the seventh inning stretch. And the majority of fans agree, ha-ha, you know what's coming. How do y'all feel?
This is how we feel.
No, you first.
I don't care what song they sing, as long as I don't have to pitch.
Let's make fun of a serious issue. I know. Make it a little lighthearted, right? Just a joke.
Well, I have to say, I would stay away from pitching if I were.
That didn't work out.
Yeah.
Well, Candace and I obviously disagree.
I'm like, why y'all have to take God out of everything?
Why y'all got to put God in everything? You know, a little tradition.
Because God has been in everything. But listen, you know, this is the View crowd, right? But I want you to listen to the crowd, their response to what's being said.
A little patriotism, God blessing America, it's a pretty good thing, especially in times that we're having now. They even, it's a good reminder, patriotism.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's such a, again, I am always amazed that something that doesn't exist tends to tinge those who don't believe in him so much. Doesn't exist for me. I could care less what you're afraid of. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
You tiny-brained whappers of other people's bottoms!
We gone? We here? I can't hear anything. That's fine. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. Always a pleasure. Well, it's kind of disconcerting when, you know, you... I am unplugged. I'm always unplugged, though, aren't I? Yeah, no, I got it handled. There you go. I start to talk, and then I go deaf. I didn't know if something in my ear snapped. And it was over, but I could see the thing popping, so I knew we were on. Thank God I didn't use any choice language, but I don't use choice language anyhow, so. That's right, I use real language all the time. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always, he's still talking. The Trumpsters, listen, he's still going at it. He He's got to learn how to smile.
Choose your own doctor again. And we will fix TSA at the airports, which is a total disaster.
How does he know? He doesn't fly through commercial airports.
Thank you. We're going to work with all of our students who are drowning in debt to take the pressure off these young people just starting out in their adult lives.
Well, if they weren't resorts, because they turned into these colleges is now turned into resorts. They're not even real colleges anymore. This isn't coming from Joe Messina. This is coming from people I'm listening to. These are coming from people that whose kids are going to they're not workout rooms, right? I mean, they're like the Taj Mahal of workout rooms. They have, you know, 5 wonderful restaurants there on site for the kids to eat at. I'm thinking 5 wonderful restaurants. You mean like what? McDonald's, Taco Bell, and that kind of stuff? No. It's the Fish Emporium and the Red Lobster. College kids? Are we serious? Anyway, I always get a kick out of this stuff, you know. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me very much, and I try to bring some levity to it. Otherwise, I'm gonna go out of my mind. So let's listen some more. This is Cameron. What do you call it? Beret?
Candace.
See, I'm getting close. Candace, Cameron, Beret. I feel like I'm in military, a little school here. Anyway. She's on The View at kindergarten. She was on The View with the girls, and they were making fun of the seventh inning stretch with the, was it God Bless America or what have you? And I think she's so right. I mean, again, back to, if he doesn't exist, how does he offend you? What are you, a goon? Seriously. I mean, people tell me stuff all the time that I know A is not true. And B doesn't, you know, it doesn't bother me. If they want to believe in 3 gods, no gods, 12 gods, a god with 5 heads, I don't. Doesn't affect me. You live your life, let me live mine.
Racism doesn't mean that you have to put religion on it. That means I can celebrate my country.
This is the little, what is it, the Ramon girl there? What is she? She was on, was she on the Cosby Show? Raven Simone. Yeah, was she on the Cosby Show? She was. See, she got corrupted there. That's what happened.
God blessing America. It's a pretty good thing, especially in times that we're having now. They even...
And Ramon, guess what? Ramon, right? Raven. Yeah, but Ramon. Simone. I'm putting them together. Well, don't most Hollywood people want one name anyhow? She can send me $10. Okay, so Raven. How's the godless thing working out for you now? I mean, seriously, we're in a world of hurt, and it's everybody else's fault, and they can't turn to anybody because nobody wants to believe in God, and even if they do, they don't want to say anything because it's not politically correct. You know, the Bible says that when the demons hear the name of Jesus, they kind of wig out, you know? That's why I like to use the name of Jesus on the show because I can see all these little demons just wigging out all over the place. And some of you are just going crazy because I just used the name of Jesus on the radio. We know what's in you, don't we? No, but I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like, what is the big whoop? And this thing with the seventh inning stretch and you can't use God and most of the fans say you don't have to. They don't even want the stretch. Why don't we tell the truth? They want to get the game over with. And they probably didn't say they didn't want it. They probably said they didn't care. You have to be so careful with these surveys they do. How's the question asked? How many different ways is it asked? How's it being tallied? But I love these people get so mad. Look, 20% of you don't believe. You don't have a right to change it for the rest. We don't have a right to shove it down your throat. Go grab a hot dog. Go to the bathroom. Use that time to go get coffee. You smoke, go out in the hall and have one. you don't smoke, I mean, if you smoke, you don't have one, borrow one from somebody else. There'll be a lot of people in your tribe out there in the hallway. Don't worry about it. 20% of the stadium.
Doesn't mean that you have to put religion on it. That means I can celebrate my country without celebrating a type of religion that I'm not a part of.
Why don't you go look and see what started the country, how it started, and that it had God somewhere in there. So to celebrate your country or the heritage or the history of your country, God's got to be in there somewhere.
A type of religion that I'm not a part of.
But what I don't understand is, for people that don't believe in God, why it's so offensive. If you don't even believe and think God's a fairy tale, why does it offend you? Your peanuts and your Cracker Jacks while we're singing the song. And vice versa.
Now, think about something here. This little spoiled brat's trying to fight back, but she's already lost. This is the View crowd, right? This is probably the most liberal group of people on the planet. Are in seeing these ladies. And for them to be making this much noise, because look, if you listen to Jimmy Kimmel, you listen to some of these other shows, and you listen to the crowd there when certain things happen, you know they're a liberal cloud, and conservatives don't necessarily do well on those shows. But here she is, and just stating some simple truth that she's not afraid to back down from. And that's what you need to do. You need to not be afraid to back down. What? Not back down. Yeah. That's what I meant to say. I was moving too fast. Because I want to get it all out before it's over. All right, here we...
And vice versa to everyone who's not...
And vice versa. Vice versa. It didn't help her. We'll be back in a minute. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on realside.com and find it there as well.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend up there watching the show and that kind of thing. If you're a Facebook aficionado, then head over to Facebook. What is that? Is it The Real Side? The Real Side Radio. The Real Side Radio on Facebook. But over more to the radio. We do video, too. Anyway. Head over there. There's The Real Side Radio over there on Facebook, and you can watch live, listen live. You can read some of the articles. Go head over to the website, therealside.com. You can do the same thing there. And I do enjoy when you're up there and you're responding. We also have a live chat room that you can get. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do. And I've been kind of popping in and out of Trump's speech. And he looks very, I think he looks like, yeah. He needs to smile more, though. He really does. Let's give him a few more minutes. He hasn't paid me for it, but I'll give it to him anyway.
I am your voice. So to every parent who dreams for their child, and every child who dreams for their future, I say these words to you tonight. I am with you, I will fight for you, and I will win for you.
Are the white hats his too? Wow. Boy, what a fashionista he is, huh? He's got red and white. I don't know who the black hats are, though. I saw the lime green ones. They're a little off, though. People were writing on them. I know, fashionista, what's that? That's an old term I should use anymore or something? What are you talking about? Everything I have matches. Kind of. So, anyway, we... We were talking about Candace, Camden, Cameron? Bure. That's right. She is, she was on Full House? Was she the Full House girl? No. Oh, that was the one, yeah. So she was on there, if you remember her. She's an outspoken Christian. She is, she's been taken to task for a lot of stuff she said in the past. Even to the point where she, said that women were a helpmate, to their men. And boy, they tore her up all over. Actually, I think it was, they tore her up on The View, which I always thought was pretty funny. Why would you go back? I'd get on there. I'd let them get me back on there a couple of times, and I would open up with stuff that would just make their heads explode. And they just wouldn't bite me back anymore. Anyway, they're talking about the seventh inning stretch, and I guess, do they sing? I thought they sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game during the seventh inning stretch. When I was a kid, that's what they did. So, but now it's something to do with God Bless America or what have you, and it's making maybe two. It's 17, what is it, 20 minutes?
Not a Christian, to everyone who's not a Christian.
For
but it's God bless
person.
America. No, it's God. They're not, you're not saying I, you're not saying universe, you're not including the millions of other religions that are living in America. I let you.
Hey, Maroney, almost every other religion calls it, him, them, God.
Allah.
Right? It's I don't even know what the, it's the Arabic word for God. So, what's your problem? Get with the program.
That are living in America. I think it's very unfair that we have to leave to go get peanuts when maybe there it's.
No, the other 80% should get up and go out and get peanuts, right?
The sports game.
Spoiled little brat. That's what I was talking about. It is not all about you, Raven. Is that it? It ain't all about you, Raven. And frankly, here's something that should stick you in the eye with a 80% of the people are not on the same page as you. Oh my God. Maybe you should move to another planet. You know, you guys that all really, like, you kind of hate God. Why don't you just truly start your own country? You'd think of the paradise you'd be in if you all went somewhere and you started all by yourself, right? Here, you could have the First Nation of the Godless. How's that? See, I helped you. Already, gave it a name. You could have a flag. I don't even know what your flag would look like, right? You could put a big hole in the middle. How about this? A big white flag, right? You are committed to nothingness. There you go. Perfect, right? And you could do, make all the laws you wanted, and you wouldn't have to worry about anybody saying, God bless you, even by accident when you sneeze, when you know their intent is simply to be nice to you, and you freak out about that. And you're so offended by, again, find your own little safe. See, this could be your safe, the first country of the safe space. You could have a whole country that is one big safe space. Right? You know, before you cross over the border to come in or you want to come live there, you can have a little questionnaire. Right? Do you believe in God? And do you believe in the LGBTQ movement? And do you believe that you can be anything you want to be? But, gay, lesbian, male, female, car, animal, what is that one lady was identifying, and we weren't supposed to say anything. She was identifying as a leopard or something like that, and was having spots. She was going to have her ears removed. Oh, no, she had her ears removed, like the outer edge of the ears, and she was having spots tattooed on her. Now, see, I know I'm going to offend a lot of people right now. 30 years ago, they would have locked her up. They would have given her medication, put her in a straitjacket so she wouldn't hurt herself, maybe not cut off her ears, and they would have locked her up somewhere. Instead of encouraging it and telling her, you should, if that's how you feel and that's the direction you want to go in and you feel like your DNA is wrong, let me tell you something. Your DNA can't be wrong. There's no such thing as an interspecies DNA. Mother Nature, say you don't believe in God, because I don't know how you could believe in God and think you're a leopard. Mother Nature can't make that mistake because you science freaks, it can't make the leap. You know, men can sleep with all the tigers and lions and lionesses or whatever they want to, and guess what? Nothing will come out of it. Except that they might end up dinner for one of the lions, other than that. Nothing's going to happen. No baby can be born. It's impossible. You're the first, that's why I say, we're allowing them to dictate the meanings of these words. And that's what's killing us.
But it's a sports game.
But you don't have to.
to leave, you can just sit through it.
You can just go la la la.
But listen, there's other things in the world. Like, I will go and there are advertisements and things on television or banners or posters when I'm walking through, anything that are offensive.
Right. I got to go. Listen, I got to go to these school functions, okay, where, and not my district, but other school functions I've gone to, where other people get up and they pray to things that I don't even know what they're talking about half the time. You know, I've been at functions where somebody prays to the great universal spiritual power in the sky. What is that? The magnetic thing coming off the wires in the air? What is that? So I have to put up with that. I don't get up and scream, hey, you can't do that. You're mentioning a god, a higher power. We can't do that. See, it isn't really funny. It's the ones that scream how intolerant we are. We're so much more intolerant. We are so much more tolerant than the left. We are so much more tolerant than those who say they're for everybody. They're for everybody, but. That's really, you know, a new badge. Hey, I'm for everybody, but. That's what it should be. Because you're only for everybody as long as the everybody is part of your tribe. It's just amazing. I think you guys have deceived yourself for so long, you're totally confused.
You don't have to leave. You can just sit through it.
You can just go la la la.
But listen, there's other things in the world. Like, I will go and there are advertisements and things on television or banners or posters when I'm walking through, anything that are offensive to me, but I'm not asking them to all be removed.
Can you imagine if we walked down and knocked on every door of every store that had something out that was offensive? My God, I'd never make it down the street. You'd knock on every door. From the smoke shop to the newsstand to the lingerie store that's right there next to the newsstand. Just nuts.
Right. I remember that. We have to tolerate and put up with it.
Now, see, again, I want to go back to, think about what's being done here. This is a liberal crowd for the women of The View. And they're on Candace's side.
Advertisements and things on television or banners or posters when I'm walking through, anything that are offensive to me, but I'm not asking them to all be removed.
Right.
I remember that. There was, we have to tolerate.
Oh, we're going to hear more from her on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a minute.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price. Until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, I appreciate the time you spend with me. Watching, texting, doing all kinds of fun stuff. That's a good question. I mean, I can finish off the view thing in a second, but is Cruz done? Did he finish? I mean, really, seriously, you know, what little bit of respect they had for the guy is gone now. And I think I would say, you know, even listening to the Texas delegation, some of the people from the delegation today were very upset at what Trump did last night. Now, I'm sure Cruz, and listen, I get what he's saying. I mean, Trump attacked his dad, attacked his wife. Not right thing to do, no. Does it happen in politics all the time? Does it make it right? Don't get me wrong. I mean, I've had people attack my children or a child, and I'm only at a school board level. It's not right. And no, Trump shouldn't have done it. Now, he's too proud of a man to say he's sorry, which I could list a whole bunch of flaws with Trump, but I'm not gonna, because I could list three times as many with the other ones. You know, really, it's that simple. But Cruz doubling down today, and then I hear from his camp and some others that he's looking for a run in 2020. He may take on the challenger. I mean, if he does that, he needs to be thrown out of the party. Now, he's hoping Hillary wins because he says there's no way Trump can take this. I don't buy that. And we've heard this for a year now. Trump can't do it, can't take that primary. He's not going to do this. It's just a joke. He's only in for the... No. You were all wrong. Even some of my close friends are having a hemorrhage over the fact that he's still there. I'm going, get over it and get on board. So, I mean, it's just amazing to me, again, in Cruz saying that he would sign the pledge, and that, you know what? They had Trump sign it because they didn't trust him. Right? They didn't trust Trump, so they wanted him to actually sign the pledge. And who were the guys that went against the pledge? Like, some people that you guys have appreciated and loved for a long time. The Bushes. I'm sorry, you know, George W., he made a lot of mistakes. He hung us quite a bit. He is probably the reason we took such a beating we did. And why Mr. Obama got in so easily. Okay? I mean, I can go down line by line, but I'm not going to. So we need to figure out that until we come together, and look, I got news for you. I'm as conservative as many, you know, I've been accused of being way over on the right. I don't think so, but that's just me. So, the conservative Christian party of 10 years ago, 15 years ago, it's gone. It doesn't exist anymore. You wanted a bigger tent, you got a bigger tent. If you wanted a conservative Christian party, then you should have started the conservative Christian party. I think they have them over in England, don't they? You know, they break down the parties like that to that degree. So you've got to decide what you want and work through it. You can't keep forcing people down our throats. Cruz, for a lot, in my mind, my personal opinion, and I never really said it this detailed when he was in the race up until recently, there was always something about him that bothered me. And I know people around him, I know people that were close to him, I know two people that got paid for working around him and were very close to him. And they all said the same thing to me. Cruz is in it for Cruz. That whole Constitution conversation, I told you, it sounds nice. It rolls off the tongue properly. But when you sit there, and again, my biggest beef with the Republican Party or some of the leaders in the party, when you sit there and continually scream, you know, about the will of the people not being, you know, not being carried out, from the party and from the president, our Republican people kept screaming, "Hey, look, you're not listening to us. You got to give us give us the Congress, we'll fix it." That didn't work. Give us the Senate, we'll have two houses, we'll fix it. No, that didn't work either. Then what? Now they want the presidency and the other two, and you expect us to believe you're going to fix it? I don't know. What is it? What? Bite me once, shame on you. Bite me twice, shame on me. Why would I let you do that? Yeah, I don't trust the majority of Republicans that have been elected. That's sad. You give me a reason to. And none of your reasons you start off with, because we don't do what they do. That doesn't count. And I don't know how to get through it. I'm not big enough to get through to them. Let me play the last minute of this. Otherwise, I'll feel so uncompleted or incomplete. So this is the woman of the View. There's a conversation, not an argument, but a conversation about having God Bless America in the seventh inning stretch at a baseball game. And you can only imagine who's got what take on what. It was Candace Cameron Bure, and Raven. Can't have two names? Really? We just abbreviate it like crazy?
Hey, but I'm not asking them to all be removed. Right. I remember that we have to tolerate and put up with things. And there was, yes.
I don't think anybody's saying remove it all. If we're talking about patriotism, then let's sing the national anthem.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is patriotic and says to everybody, this is what we're talking about. I understand what you're saying. When the song was written, it was written and then put away, and then Kate Smith wanted to have it. And we have it, and we use it, and we sing it. But after 9/11, we started using it at the baseball.
So what I love about this is... she's not telling you the full story. It wasn't that that it was written, you know, God Bless America was written for the country and then taken out and ran around for a while and then put away. No, that's not true at all. It was written, and then it was shelved, if you would. I don't know why, but it was put away in a drawer, and the writers didn't, let me see, I know, don't you love this? Writers of... Yeah, I hate to give Google credit for anything, because I don't trust much of what they say anymore. Did you guys see that article a while back on how they were pushing Hillary Clinton's negatives down? Oh, yeah, right. I knew this already. So God Bless America was written by Irving Berlin in 19... Not John White. Isn't that amazing? Written by Irving Berlin in 1918 and revised by him in 1938. Later version... has notably been recorded by Kate Smith, and it became her signature song. But it wasn't like it came out and he put it out there, and then decided, you know what, it's not taken off the way I want to, I'll put it away. So, again, I don't want to beat it to death. Anyway, I don't want to beat it up, because it'll make all of us nuts.
Okay. Yeah. So I think people are saying if we're doing patriotism, we'd rather make sure that everybody feels included. And right. I understand what you're saying, because you're saying, what about the zillions of atheists? I get both of them. And it's a conversation that, thank God we live in America, so we can have the conversation. Notice I threw God in there this time.
Now, I think part of the objection was that people don't like the song. I mean, Irving Berlin wrote the song, and he didn't even like the song.
Yeah, well, that's why he put it away.
Yeah, so it's like, it's not...
It's not true. They're lying to you again. I got enough time? Yeah, I can pull this off. Look, this is why you have to be so careful in what these people say. Irving Berlin wrote the song in 1918 while serving in the U.S. Army, right? He was at Camp Upton. But he decided it didn't fit in the review that they were doing. He wrote it specifically for an event that they were doing. The name of the review was Yip Yip Yap Hank. So he set it aside. Now, the lyrics at that time included the line, "Make her victorious on the land and foam, God bless America," as well as "Stand beside her and guide her." So... I don't want to go this far into this. I really didn't want to go this. But the bottom line is, see, they lie, and we buy their lies because we don't do a little homework. Doesn't it make sense to you that a guy like Irving Berlin would write a song like this, put his heart and soul into it, and stick it in a garage somewhere because he didn't like it? Why didn't he burn it if he really didn't like it? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me tonight. I mean it sincerely. Thank you for being with me this evening. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Have a great and safe rest of the day. We'll be back with you tomorrow.